So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me onto the path that I am currently on today. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator. And formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. Some of the education, though, that I received was not received in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. At times, I was there visiting loved ones, but at other times, I was attending schools of higher learning. And this really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began and where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary. As well, I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was all sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered I really do have this amazingly strong connection to the spirit world. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, but I've traded in my gun, my 357, and now, oh, Barbara, I have to take this. I'm going to turn it over to you for a second. Sorry.
Okay. All right, so I will tell you guys about me. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you directly to DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, let's see if DC is back with us yet.
Hello, I'm back, Barbara.
Yay!
I think everybody knows enough about me, but I do have a couple messages that I'd like to share.
Wonderful.
Okay, so the first message is don't settle for less than God's best for you. Jesus can help anyone that calls upon him, anyone. So if you're struggling, please don't lose heart. Just trust in Jesus. Just when you think nothing is going to change, Jesus could come in and change everything. But you have to have faith and trust, even when you don't understand his plan. And when you put your problem into God's hands, he replaces worry with peace within your heart. So come on now, pour out your heart. Allow him to fill your heart with peace and joy. It's up to you. You can worry or you can trust. The choice is up to you. So why not allow faith to replace fear? And feed your faith and starve those fears. Allow your choices to reflect your faith, because faith, of course, is a choice. Your life is a result of your choices. Make your choices and let them reflect your hopes and your dreams. Dream big and envision what you want and allow your heart to burn with passion, and then allow your passion to become your purpose. Light yourself on fire and ignite your passion today. God gave you talent, and your talent is God's gift to you and what you do with it. It's your gift back to God. Use everything that God gives you. Use your gift in a God-given way to help others and make a difference in the world. Use to inspire positive change. Life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. And if you want to change something in your life, focus on the inside, and God will take care of the outside. Forget about the past and the mistakes that have been made. Focus on today and prepare for the opportunities that are ahead of you. Trust in the magic of new beginnings. The best time for new beginnings, of course, is right now. There's no time like the present, so make the rest of your life the best of your life with Jesus. And with that being said, we have Jesus coming in. Be still and know that I am God. My beloved children, each of you, at some time or another, will face some kind of difficulty in your life. During those times, know that I am with you. When you can sit in silence, you will hear my voice within you, and my love will fill every fiber of your being. Do not worry. Instead, pray. You will feel my presence, and this will open doors for the solutions you are looking for. The problems that surround you will no longer have the same effect. They will not live within you, causing you fear, causing you chaos. Trust in me. When times are hard, becoming filled with anger does not allow you to hear me. You must be in a state of peace. And peace will bring you comfort. And it does open the lines of communication. Trust that I will hear everything you are saying. And I always listen. I will listen to the cries of your soul. And I want to bring love, joy, and comfort into your heart, replacing any darkness with light. And as you trust in me and allow the bigger picture to unfold, you will be able to tune into my divine frequency. Picture it as one of your favorite radio stations. Beloved children, you are never alone. I am here waiting for you. Please make time for us daily. I want to hear everything that you have to say. You could talk to me as you would a dear friend. It is as simple as that. I often hear from you in times of trouble, but you've got to realize I know in each moment what you are needing. And as you confide in me, I will help you by communicating through your heart, your soul, and your spirit. You will feel my guidance on a conscious level. You may have an aha moment, finding a solution that comes out of the blue. Or maybe you're driving down the road and you see a billboard that has the answer to your questions. I, too, can be really creative, you know. Even your favorite songs can speak to you and bring guidance. My beloved children, I do love you. So why not, please, begin today. Make time to talk with me. And you may just be amazed how my presence can make such a beautiful change in your life. I love you, beloveds. Have a great day. And with that being said, Barbara, I just had a little bit of a message, and Ginger was saying she wants to just, you know, to put this out there. She was reading something, and she sent it to me. And she said, you know what? A lot of light workers, Mom, are having a hard time. And sometimes they become a little bit resistant when it comes to money. Some of you feel like you're taking advantage of people. And, you know, you're gifted, and just like everyone else, you know, people pay for other services, so they should consider paying for yours as well. And, of course, you know, you do give some away for free. That's why you have these beautiful shows. But a lot of you oftentimes keep your prices so low because you don't want people to think badly of you. And, of course, you want to help those in need. And you're feeling, if I put my prices up a little bit, then people can't afford me. And sometimes when you're doing that, you're actually blocking the abundance to come into your life. And you guys never have any, you know, negativity towards anyone, but you've got to recognize your own value and help people, you know, at the same time. This is what you have to work on presently, because you often hear, you know, like, you should be doing this for free. It's a gift from God. Well, you can't give everything away. That's a little crazy. So the angels are going to work closely with all these amazing light workers to find, like, a happy medium, sort of like a little bit more balance that works for everyone. And it gives you beautiful light workers freedom and lower stress at the same time. So, Barbara, that was Ginger's message about, you know, us being light workers. And sometimes we do get some crazy messages from people. saying, you know, I don't know why you would charge. It's a gift from God. And I tell them, well, we do have these beautiful shows, and people can call in. But sometimes if they want an extended reading, there is a little bit of money involved, which is just another word for love or energy. So those are my messages, Barbara.
Well, thank you, CC. And
thank you, Barbara.
Here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Beloved, we find it interesting that some people use the terminology that it is a gift from God to imply that something should not be paid for. Because you see, everything, and we do mean everything, including your very life, is a gift from God. And God does not want any of you to be impoverished. God doesn't want any of you to do without. God doesn't want any of you to suffer or struggle. The gift of life that you are given has the potential to bring you infinite, endless abundance. And so a gift from God is priceless. So do not try to make some people feel that they should be giving away what God has given them. Because God has given each of you an endless resource so that you can afford anything. Most of you have not accepted this endless resource for whatever reason, and you do have a variety of things. But do not assume that everyone else must come down to your level instead of you rising up to theirs or rising up even higher than theirs. There is no limit on how great your life can be. Start opening up to the abundance of life instead of trying to incorporate the lack of life. It's time to let that go. It's time to move into the truth of who you are. It's time to accept that God always provides. It's time to accept that God loves you. It's time to accept that you are worth it. And so is every other being on this planet. Open up to the abundance that is there for you. Open up to the blessing of endless abundance that God has for you. Open up to it. Say yes right now. Accept the abundance blessing of God and allow yourself to experience a life filled with an abundance of everything that you enjoy, not just money, but love, happiness, laughter, support, friendships, all of the beautiful things in life. They are there for you right now, and there is no end to them ever, because God truly is abundant, and God is within you, and so you truly are abundant. Accept God is within you. Accept that abundance is yours. Accept the beauty of life. Accept the truth of who you are. Let go of all of that lack and poverty and all of the negativity. Just let it go. Hand it over to God if you don't know what to do with it. But let it go. And allow yourself to receive the blessings of abundance. that are here with you right now. All you have to do is just say yes. You are loved. Oh, okay, DC, that was the message.
And it's a beautiful message, Barbara. And I think, like you said, Ginger's been listening to all of us light workers, and she's making sure that, you know, we really listen to what, you know, we're supposed to be listening to. I laugh because people at times, they have no problem when going out and, you know, buying a specialty coffee 4 or 5 times a week at least, or going to a fancy restaurant and, you know, having something, you know, nice. But when it comes to, like, this kind of service, at times people question it, and it's just perplexing. It's really perplexing. But, of course, like I believe, as you do, that we should give some of our gift away, and that's why we do have these beautiful shows. So,
yes.
But we have to have, like, a little bit of a balance, you know? And,
yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing we're all working on. It's just, like, that little bit of balance. So if some of you, you know, get a reading and you feel like you want, like, more, an extended reading, please, you know, book a reading with whomever resonates with you. And you might just surprise yourself, and you'll be saying, oh, my goodness. Why did I wait so long, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope I hope that clarifies a little bit for people, because it does get a little crazy at times.
Yes, it does. But it's all going to work out fine.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
It always does.
Yeah, definitely. So we've come to the part of the show where you can ask a question. So if you have called in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that the lovely symbol comes up on my studio board. And we will go to our first caller from area code 519. Hi, who's this?
Hey, girls, it's Brenda. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw your ad pop up on Facebook, and I just thought I'd jump on and wish you both bliss and blessings, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, and you too as well. You are a magnificent light worker, and we thank you for your part in this beautiful, you know, the bigger picture, because as you know, Brenda, we're all connected.
We are. We are all one energy.
We are all.
And one is impoverished and feeling the pain of disrespect for the gifts that they've been given. We all feel it, and I just wanted to give you both a moral boost of knowing that you are so loved, and you know that, but that I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. That is so sweet. That's really, really sweet.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day, girls.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Brenda.
There's
something, hold on, there's something that I'm supposed to say to you.
Okay.
You're not getting away that easy.
No, you're not getting away that
dear.
Easy.
Okay.
And I'm actually getting a pain in my head on the left side, about 4 inches above my eye.
Oh, dear.
Something going on with you? In your head?
No, nothing. No, I've had clean bills of health and been dealing with my health issues in every aspect that I can think of. But please share if you have any enlightenment there.
This has more to do with your thinking.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what they want to say about it. They just want to give you a message. They want something cleared. What do they want? The first thing they are saying is they want you to know that you truly are loved. And, all right, I'm just going to let them talk through me. So this is your guidance.
Okay.
When we say that you are loved, we do not mean the kind of love that you have been taught to believe in, the kind of love that is conditional, the kind of love that says if you are doing the right thing, then you are loved and accepted. If you do something wrong, and we do not love you anymore until you do something right to make up for the wrong that you have done. Those are all human concepts of love. The love we are talking about is unconditional and never-ending. The love we are talking about is the love from God, from the Creator, from the creative source, from the goddesses, from whatever terminology you prefer, for the energy that created you. And that energy is magnificent, and it is never-ending. And it is filled with everything that you could ever want, desire, need. We want you to open up to the love. We want you to open your heart and accept the love. One of the things that you tend to do is you accept the suffering, the struggle, the difficulty. You are empathic and you feel that energy from others and you take it on, thinking that if you take it on, it makes it easier for them. It doesn't. It just makes it more difficult for you. We want you to shift instead into taking on more and more of the love. Because the more of the love you accept into you, the more of the love you radiate out to others. And that gives them the opportunity to accept more love if they choose. It is not something you can force anyone to do. It is more of an offering that you are always making. And people will begin to accept it more and more. And as they accept more and more of the love that is pouring forth from your heart, they let go of the suffering and the struggling and all of the negativity. So in order for you to bring more love and light to the world, you have to accept it within yourself first and allow that to be the energy that goes forth from you to other people. Do not take on other people's negative energies. God has never asked you to do that, and God never will ask you to do that. God does not want you to ever have to go through all of that. But those are the thoughts that say that you are supposed to take that in. They are not the truth from your Creator. Open your heart to accepting love. Open your heart to accepting love. That is the first step. And then when you accept love, more and more love comes to you, and you radiate love out to the world. But you must accept it first. If you do not accept it, then you are trying to generate it from yourself. And there is no need for you to generate it from yourself because God is within you. You have that love connection that is always there. It is never ending. You should never feel that you have had your energy sapped from your body because you have an endless supply of the love of God. Allow yourself to be in love in every moment, now and forevermore. Okay, the pain's gone from my head, so that must have been it.
Well, as you girls know, I'm a registered nurse, so I am always in the pain zone of other people. So, and that is true because I have empathically known people's pain, and it has helped me to be a better nurse because I really delve deeper when I get that pain point to be able to discover that they are in pain that may not be diagnosed or known, and I've been able to help them to get the analgesia that they need. And working in hospice also is a very difficult and place to work, because you're always surrounded by the pain of other people's dramas and their stories. And so I appreciate this message very deeply, and I thank the universe for providing it through you, Barbara. I have been working on being open to love on a continuous basis, but again, then when I go into those places, I shield myself. So there you go. You were right on.
And yeah, the more you're open to love, you don't need to shield at all, because there's nothing to shield from. Okay, Vicky, go ahead.
We're also getting that, like, to spend less time analyzing and more time just feeling it, experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because there's a little fear within when it comes to the word love. And we're not saying, like, you know, like, it's just, you know, that beautiful love, you know, between, you know, everyone. And the divine love that surrounds us as well. But you have, like, something that you're sort of, like, shielding yourself from. And it's sort of like there's an encasement around your heart. And it's from all love. Because at times you have been emotionally hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you're not open to love coming in any kind of form. So you've got to sort of, like, drop those defenses that you have and allow people just to get to know the amazing person that you are. The angels of healing are with you. They want to help. We have Archangel Michael here, and he's saying, you know, I'm going to be with you, so there's nothing to worry about. But what I'm getting is that we're going to ask Barbara to come back, and we're going to do a little bit Dear Innate work on you, and you're going to feel so much better.
Thank you.
Okay,
I knew there was
Barbara.
A reason I called in. Thank you, girl.
Of course, there's always a reason. Okay. So the Dear Innate statements work by you repeating what I say, and you are talking to your innate body, which I consider kind of our spiritual consciousness, which connects all of the divine aspects of ourselves with all of the human aspects of ourselves and all of the Akashic records and everything else about us.
Okay.
So when you are making these statements, you are clearing this energy from everywhere it exists within you, including past lives. Okay. So let's do what they want you to do. Dear Innate, I accept myself.
I accept myself.
And you're also supposed to say the Dear Innate.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to know what others are feeling.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to know what others are feeling.
Dear Innate, I do not need to take other people's pain onto myself.
Dear Innate, I do not need to take other people's pain upon myself.
Dear Innate, I can know the feelings of others without suffering.
Dear Innate, I can know the feelings of others without experiencing their suffering.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart fully to love.
Dear Innate, I open my heart fully to love.
Dear Innate, I accept the guidance of what is best for me to do.
Dear Innate, I accept the guidance of what is best for me to do.
Dear Innate, I trust my guidance.
Dear Innate, I trust my guidance.
Dear Innate, God is within me.
Dear Dear innate, God is within me.
Dear innate, I am always filled with the energy of love.
Dear innate, I am always filled with the energy of love.
Dear innate, no one can hurt me.
Dear innate, no one can hurt me.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be vulnerable.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be vulnerable.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am being the best that I can be.
Dear innate, I am the best that I can be.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to put myself first.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to put myself first.
Dear innate, I accept the love that I am.
Dear innate, I accept the love that I am.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Oh, well, definitely lighter, definitely affirming, definitely feel the blessings of the innate, the universe, all the guides, and know that the universe does have my back.
Okay, so remember that you should always look first for love. Let love guide you. Always let love guide you.
Thank you, girl.
You're saying,
yes.
Even before you open a medical book, first check in with love.
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Wonderful.
So,
oh,
how
so
does...
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, how can I reimburse you for this time?
There is a link in the episode info that tells you where you can go and make a donation if that's something that you want to do.
Yes,
at divinelyguidedhealing.com/donations.html. And you can go there if you want to.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to your guides and being on our call today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Bliss and blessings, light and love to you both. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Great connecting with you, hon.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Well, we had another caller, but they disappeared while we were working with Brenda. And so I want to remind anyone who is in the queue that if you would like a message, or if you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1. There's this whole love thing, you know, it's been coming up a lot in my life lately, and my throat is closing, and I don't know why. So, apparently there's something that I need to say, but I really don't want to say it, but I'm supposed to say it. So hold on. Let me figure out what it is, or let me open up to it and let it come out. We want everyone to have a deeper understanding of love. We know that you've been taught that love is certain things in life, and some people tell you that there's certain kinds of love. There's the love that you have for your family, the love that you have for the one that you are intimate with, the love that you have for your children, the love that you have for yourself. And each of these loves is different, but they're not. Love is. Love does not separate itself, does not segregate itself. It is not something that you can do with some things and not with others. Love is. And if this causes you to wonder, how can I love everything when there are some things that are just so incredibly bad that you cannot love them? We want you to think of it this way. Everything that exists is created by Source. Everything that exists is created by Source. Source is love. So everything that exists, no matter what your judgment is about it, is created by love. So everything has a purpose. Everything is needed in the moment that it exists, because it is created by love. Some people have to go through great difficulties before they begin to accept that they have value. This does not mean that the difficulties are wrong or that they need to be a problem for anybody else. It just means that it's what the person needs in order to move forward in their life. This is why we encourage people not to take on other people's emotions. Those emotions are needed by the people who are going through them. They cannot get to the other side if they do not go through the emotions. So even if you term it as something bad or wrong, it is still love. Everything in existence is created from love. This is why we encourage you to remember that you are created from love. That God did not make a mistake. That you are not here to be punished. You are here to learn and move forward with your life, with your existence. You are here to create more and more love. And some of you choose to go through all sorts of interesting situations and circumstances before you come back to love. And we understand that. And we work with you and assist you as much as you will allow us to. Because we know that there's nothing wrong. It's just love. Love is expressed in every way possible. So do not come to the determination that if God loved you, then God would never, ever have you go through anything ugly, wrong, bad. Because it's not God who's choosing that you go through that. It is you. And God loves you enough to allow you to create whatever you choose, because there are no conditions on the love. So maybe it's time you changed your definition of love and started accepting the energy of the Creator. It is always here for you. It is always within you. And it will last forever. You are loved. You are love. And you love others. Love is. Okay, that was the love message they wanted to share. Oh, it's a love day.
You. So beautiful. I think we have a caller, Barbara. Didn't you say we missed the caller?
We have two callers with their hands up, so we will move to our callers now. All right. Our first one is my favorite number, 1111111111. Hello, who's this?
Greatest Rising. Since I was waiting in the wings, I thought I'd fly on in since it was a void there. And here I am, Greatest Rising to all of you.
Thank you, Queen.
Yes, interesting energy around you today.
tell me more. Hi, Magical DC love.
Hello, hello. Queen, Ginger is saying today you are the goddess of nature.
I am that. Thank you, Ginger.
Yes, yes, so beautiful. So what have you been doing outside? Because Ginger says she is truly the goddess of nature.
I've been planting seeds, transplanting things, picking up pieces of branches, cleaning, enjoying watching the evolution of the life coming forward that had appeared to be dormant. What else? A lot of things. Just enjoying the outside, watching the birds fly from tree to tree.
Yes, beautiful.
Let me see. Preparing to, haven't done it yet, clearly in preparation, but there's some trees that flower at this time, and preparing to do a video under the trees. So, you know, vibing with that energy, just enjoying nature, which is so beautiful. Watching the sun rise and the coming up, because when the trees are in the form they're in, it's much easier to see through the massive amount of trees that I have around me. And giving thanks for, because behind me is acres and acres and acres of land that they cut down a lot of trees. It belongs to loggers. And every, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years, whatever, they cut. So being able to appreciate the sun setting, because when all the trees are there, I couldn't see the sun setting behind me. You know, so a lot of good things.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And Ginger is saying, Queen, you are more, you know, respected and loved than you realize. That people really do like you, they love you, and you're an amazing, beautiful being.
Oh, thank you.
But she's saying,
amazing.
Mom, like, she's sitting, and she said, but Mom, what is she so restless about? What is it that at times you just seem to be so restless, Queen? She's saying, you know, you have to be patient and you have to trust in divine timing. And, of course, you know, we've got free will is thrown into the mix. So what is it at times that makes you a little bit more restless?
Restless. That's an interesting word. Could she define what restless means to, you know, her definition?
Well, I mean, sort of maybe waiting for something to, you know, to manifest. And as we know, like whatever prayers or intentions you put out to the universe, everything is answered. But it's, you know, it will occur during divine timing. And, of course, we have free will involved. So I'm getting, like, maybe having, like, a little bit more patience and waiting for solutions or solutions. Okay? So that's what she's saying. It's sort of like, you know, like you're waiting and you've got to wait just maybe, like, a little bit longer. Things are coming your way, and I'm seeing that, you know, while you're outside there and everything, that you can you sort of like can think more clearly outside there amongst nature.
Okay,
and you just
I'm going
feel
out
like,
again.
Yes, you feel the beautiful energy.
It is beautiful.
And Ginger,
I'll be out there today.
Yes, she's saying that your grandparents had a lot of the beautiful, like, abilities that you have. And she's saying, you know, they're watching you from the other side, and they're very, very, you know, they're so proud of you, Queen.
Oh, thank you. My grandmother, yes, for sure. My grandmother.
Yes. They watch when they're so proud of you. And she's saying, and look, if you look over there, Jesus, you know, Jesus is, he seems to be like always around, Queen. And it's interesting, you really do have a beautiful relationship with Jesus.
Beautiful.
Okay, so I'm trying to see what Ginger's trying to, where she's going with this. Okay. So I just, you know, and I want to bring in Barbara to really help you to, you know, realize that you do have the support that is needed and to help you to believe in your divine timing. Okay. Because I'm just getting, it's sort of like, maybe like the waiting or something. And sometimes you don't feel like all of like your divine family and your divine team, they are with you at all times. And you are always watched over. You are always loved. And don't you saying, you got to relax a little bit more. Sometimes your stress gets a little bit, you know, like too high and it's not healthy. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so we're gonna bring in Barbara, and we're gonna get rid of, you know, those little things. She said it's not really big things, Queen. Okay, to just help you to feel better and to enjoy, you know, enjoy your day and know that all is well. Okay, Barbara.
I appreciate that. I appreciate most of all you speaking of my grandmother and nature, because she was my guide into appreciation of my learning to love nature. So I love her so much. Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay. Okay, so your grandmother is saying, and I love you. And I am with you.
Yes, I know.
As you work, you can feel me there with you. Just like when you were a small child guiding you. I'm seeing a vision of you working in a flower bed, and your grandmother's hand is over your hand so that you're both doing the work at the same time. Okay. Dear innate, I release the limitations of time.
Dear innate, I release the limitations of time.
Dear innate, I release the existence of time.
Dear innate, I release the existence of time.
Dear innate, I am unlimited.
Dear innate, I am unlimited.
Dear innate, I always know who I am.
Dear innate, I always know who I am.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath.
Grandma's hand, go to church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand. You know that one?
No, I don't know that one.
It's a song. It's a song. It might be called Grandma's Hands.
I'll have to look it up.
And Queen, your grandma is saying, own your power. You have more power than you realize.
I know that's right, Graham. I know that's right. You know, while Baba was talking, you know, anyone was talking, I saw my grandmother before me. I'm sitting on the floor in front of a room where my ancestral altar is. And every time I light a candle, incense or something, which I put incense there yesterday, they came through. And now the door's closed. It doesn't matter. She's standing there because she was the matriarch of the family and in her time and the entire family. And she's standing there, and they're behind her. It's like droves and droves and droves. So another empowerment energy has been accepted by me through my sisters and my goddess sisters. And my heart is filled with more love received, accepted.
That's a nice song. I just looked it up.
Is it called Grandma's Hands?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, beloved. Once again, the spirit-filled energy is received and honored. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, get out there and spread that love around.
Done.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Queen.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
It's Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing
good.
Great, thank you.
I actually zoned out and was like, oh, yeah, I need to be on. So thanks for the little reminder, DC. Because I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to be on. And all of a sudden I was like, da-da-da. And then I went, oh, yeah, oops.
Well, I think Einstein gave you a little bit of a nudge again.
Oh, funny.
So have you been eating ice cream and dancing?
Things are more fun. There's, you know, of course, the interesting things I still need to do that have been given as assignments right now, you know, the clear things, but... yeah, I mean, being able to lighten up with all of that, too, and just kind of, I mean, I the guidance is there, and somehow I know how to do it. So I just, and I know that these parts of, you know, the technical parts of things right now to wrap up things is, you know, coming together pretty good. And actually, everything is. I mean, I'm feeling the more tired, the physical tired, you know, now because, like, everything, the services being over and the even having, you know, the fun with Dawn, all of that was fantastic. It was, like, a huge gift for 4 days and with the emotional, you know, roller coaster as well. But so much love was around it and laughter and just being with that again and finding that in between, you know, there's still moments of tears and stuff, but yeah, it's just a powerful time. I mean, it's a lighter time. I mean, I'm ever since the call before this and, you know, just the signs and things that I write about, it's like, you just remind me all the time of, you know, signs along the way. Am I paying attention? And they're everywhere, absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's really nice.
Beautiful. Well, you know, you've learned a lot of lessons with everything that you've gone through, Leanne. And it has taken you, you know, to a, like to a different path, and you've let go of fears, you've confronted fears, and I just see this hand reaching out to guide you, and just, you know, make sure if there's anything left over there, like let it go, because you're going into a beautiful new direction, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's so much happiness on this new path. So the angels are saying, you know, just keep releasing. If there's anything you're holding on to, keep releasing. Mother Mary is with you.
Yeah.
The angels.
Right.
Okay. And just, you know, keep your eyes open, of course, your ears. There's a lot of signs, synchronicities.
Okay.
I don't know. I just feel like there's something, though, like within that you may be holding on to. I don't know exactly what it is, but I just feel like there's something that sort of you didn't release, Leah.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what the angels are showing me. There's, you know, there's something within, and you've got to truly release it to get onto that path that you're, you know, you're looking at right now. And you have to, you know, you have to know that you are worthy of everything the universe, you know, has for you. Okay. So you're asked to surrender all that is negative, all that is not for your highest and best.
Okay.
I'm turning over to Barbara because I don't know what it is you're holding on to, but I am getting that you're holding on to something.
Okay. And I'm not exactly sure, but that doesn't mean I have to be with it because there's, I mean, there's a lot been happening, so I'm sure there's a lot still, you know.
Yeah, it sort of feels like something's like almost, it's within you, and it's sort of like, it's almost hidden that maybe you're not even consciously aware of it.
That's what I'm
because
thinking.
Because you've
kind of
so much. Yeah,
okay.
You. I mean, you've had some really difficult times, and then you've had some beautiful times.
Right.
But I'm also saying there's still, you know, there's still something that you've got to release that you haven't released.
Okay.
But that being said, getting the word surrender, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Thank you, Leanne.
Okay, Leanne, I'm going to ask you a question and just say the first things that pop into your mind. Don't stop and think about it. Just answer it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What is it that holds you back?
The first word was fear.
Fear of what?
I didn't try. The word came was freedom.
Oh, you're afraid to be free.
Oh,
okay.
I just heard that. Oh, my God. Go ahead. I'm not thinking, so go ahead. Oh, wow.
Okay, so let's do some work on that.
Oh, God.
And...
oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Okay.
There's a lot of stuff to
what you
wish
for.
Yeah, really.
Wow. Wow.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to be free.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to be free. Wow.
Dear innate, I choose to be free.
Dear innate, I choose to be free.
Dear innate, even though this may go against ancestral beliefs, I now choose to be free.
Dear innate, even though this may go against ancestral beliefs, I now choose to be free. Yeah, that's where that's coming from. Sorry, I just... wow. No, because I want to be free. That's my whole... whoa. That's intense. Okay.
Dear Nate, even though
all
I don't know how to let this go, I choose to be free.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how to let this go, I choose to be free.
Take a deep breath. I'm I'm trying to see what it is in the ancestral line, you know, whether it's your mother and father and how far back and what it was that happened and all of that kind of stuff. I'm not really seeing the specifics about it.
Okay.
I am seeing that it's opening up.
I think there was a lot of safety. I mean, that's what I get. There was a lot of not following the true core path that was given. There was a lot of safe choices instead, deep in the lineage. But there was always clairvoyance. All of it was there. Vision was there, but it wasn't always safe. So then they chose safe, or what appeared to be safe. And then even my Uncle Joe, I found something yesterday where he talked about choosing the safe path instead of the writer, the artist, and photographer that he actually was and came to be able to experience more of in his later years. So I think it goes really far back.
Okay, so dear innate, I release the safety of fear.
Yeah, there we go. Dear innate, I release the safety of fear. Yeah.
Dear innate, I release the need to always protect myself.
Dear Nate, I release the need to always protect myself.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that the world is against me.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that the world is against me.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have the freedom to be me.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have the freedom to be me.
Dear Nate, I make the choice to be me.
Dear Nate, I make the choice to be me.
Dear Nate, I live my life fully.
Dear Nate, I live my life fully.
Dear Nate, my life is based in love.
Dear Nate, my life is based in love.
Dear Nate, no one has power over me.
Dear Nate, no one has power over me.
Dear Nate, my choices are always guided by God.
Dear Nate, my choices are always gotten by God.
Dear Nate, I always make the best choice.
Dear Nate, I always make the best choice.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be free.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be free.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Bit better. Clear.
So now there's nothing to stop you from moving forward and doing the things that you have chosen to do. And it is not an obligation. It is a choice. Make sure you are looking at it as a choice, because there's a whole different energy if you turn it into an obligation.
Yeah. One drains and one can shift and shapeshift and be fun and free and happy.
Exactly.
And interesting and exciting.
Exactly, and it is
always
a choice.
Yeah. And that's been part of this whole adventure with, you know, this time on the other side. Because this has been an intense, you know, I always have one foot in, one foot out. I do get that about me. But I have to also be careful and have that grounding. So it's been interesting to, since January 5th, literally, between both uncles' journeys, to be able to have that, you know, this be how the beginning of the year has brought me into where we're working now and listening and receiving the, you know, reminders of just so many layers, you know, just falling away, and actually pretty quickly by being able to tap in, and not just tap in. I mean, I know I was flying around, and, you know, just the guidance is so, it's almost loud, but in a totally loving, you know, gentle way, but it's just, I feel it, and I hear.
Yeah.
I hear it, and I that's how I'm able to move, and how, you know, and when I'm not to move, like right now, I'm just laying here. I'm okay with that. Like I have to also acknowledge I am in a body, you know, and my body needs to be, you know, it needs to have the rest that it needs to have. But I've been able to listen, and I haven't been having what normally was happening with the dis-ease that was in my body. So it's been really interesting to just watch the powerful, you know, I guess, just being able to transmute that and transcend it. So that goes with the fear and the freedom. It's like, wow. I did not expect to say those words. Wow. I was like, no. So it's not always me. That's what also helps to go back to the ancestral piece, because there is stuff and I'm getting to clear it. But I have to also let go of it. And you see, I didn't know what it was. And I don't know that I still know, but when you tapped into the just asking those questions, it's bigger in the sense of that could be anything, what I described, right? So many different ways that it manifests or outpoured in those people. And I don't have to do that. And that's the chance I get to have, which is that's the choice, too, I get to make. And that's amazing. That's freedom. That's joy. That's well-being, seriously, in my mind, body, and it's everything.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And to enjoy this adventure, you know. It's going to still come with all its other stuff, but there's still amazing things that come with it. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, great. Now you can get out there and get busy.
I know. It says I've been a little busy, so let me rest for just a minute, but I will keep doing what I'm supposed to do. Not obligation.
Sometimes you have to get busy resting, so that's okay.
Actually, that's exactly. That's exactly where it's at. It's like, say I'm getting some body work done, and I'm like, yep, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Wonderful.
I'm so glad you guys are there. It's a grounding space for me that, I know it sounds funny saying grounding while we're flying all over the place, but it is grounding for me.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 805. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, Barbara. This is Teresa.
Well, hello, Teresa. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. Better. Hi, GC.
God bless, honey. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting ready for
is
the day. Abby's already at work, getting ready for the day. Finn and I are because we're meeting with their dad this morning, so.
Beautiful. That's what I was feeling. That's what I told Abby last night. That, you know, I felt that you would be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I am I'm grateful for it. So we're just going to remain, you know, peaceful and positive. And
yeah, so you know, there's a lot of positive around you. A lot of positive energy. Just keep allowing it to flow. Okay.
Okay.
And you really do have the opportunity to, you know, to create what you are wanting. You can manifest.
Awesome.
Okay.
You hear? Yes.
So just keep, you know, keep yourself open to all the beautiful possibilities. There's going to be a lot of joy, and as I had spoken to you guys, you know, a couple nights ago. Your mom has been with you as well, Teresa.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's going to make sure that, you know, that this beautiful time of your life is going to be one of joy and expansion and a lot of new. And the funny thing was, I was driving the other day, and I was stopping for a traffic light, and the car in front of me had a license plate just for today, but it was, you know, like it was spelled, it wasn't the whole word, but you could read it. Yes. I understood what it meant. So I took a picture of that, and then when I went to blow it up, it was gone. And the license plate after that one, it said Hawk, H-A-W-K, and then it gave me numbers. And then when I looked up the numbers, it said, it meant new home. So I got it. You know, I found that it meant this was your message because you've been seeing hawks and then new home. license plates are telling me Teresa and family are going to have a new home.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's amazing.
And
I mean, we yes.
The hows and the whys and the wheres, and just say thank you.
Mm-hmm. I've been saying it all morning.
Otherwise, you're going to be putting up boundaries that you don't need, you know?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I'm just, you're going to have, you know, really the stability again in your life that you haven't had for quite a while. It's going to be a time of happiness, a lot of celebrations,
mm-hmm.
and you're just, you know, you're going to feel good about yourself and like everything, every aspect of your life. Okay, so stay positive and keep doing, you know, what you're doing right now, because I feel like all the good is, you know, coming in. And as I'm looking, like here in Pennsylvania, I looked at my clock and it's 11:11. So,
yeah, I love that sort of thing.
Coming right and left for you, Teresa. But I was laughing. I'll have to see if I could find that picture and send it to you, because just for today was my message, you know? And that's, you know, a good one. Like, just for today, we're going to release worry. Just for today, you know? But then when I went to blow it up, there was a license plate that had H-A-W-K. And then these numbers, and I'm like, okay, well, that has to be for Teresa, because that's what you've been talking about is all these clocks.
Wow. I know. Just everywhere.
That was your
message. That's wonderful.
That was your
really
message.
Nice.
But you had to just get to the place where you are today and stay in that place, because there's so much love surrounding you. The angels, you know, they're ready to help you, and they're saying, you know, everything will happen in your divine timing, and you've just got to know that you are in this beautiful energy, and you are aligning with, you know, your purpose, and you are manifesting. And you're so needed. So you've got to have the balance, like, you know, the yin and the yang, you know, and just release whatever no longer serves you.
Uh-huh.
So your mom is saying, you don't have to worry about all. You're worrying about, you know, like, everything, and she's saying, allow God and the angels to come in and to help Teresa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when we step in and we try to, like, sort of, you know, script how it's going to happen, at least we do slow things down.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Kind of spinning within yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
good.
When I was younger, I always thought, like, my mom was crazy and things. And the older I get, I find, like, no, she's not. I was probably the crazy one, because she was really cool and she was so in tune with everything, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just so amazing. It's so, so amazing. It's a beautiful time of, you guys are, like, you are healing, you know?
Yeah.
And just allow it. Mom has been, she hasn't left your side.
Wow. That's great.
She's
I know when I turned on the radio this morning, we got in the car and we saw the time, it was 6:24, and I think of her because her birthday was June 24th.
See, that's just interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. And today is a good day to have a good day, correct?
Yes, correct. Correct.
And Ginger's laughing. She wants you to laugh a little bit more. And she's saying, Teresa, thank goodness you don't have to hunt for your own food, right?
Right.
She said, where the heck would you hunt for tacos? Where are they?
The tacos. Mercy. Wow.
Usually it's Taco Tuesday, but being that we're connecting on Thursday, it's going to be Taco Thursday, I guess. But with that being said, you still are in need of a little healing. You're getting there, she said, but Mom, she's not there.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for that little bit of healing and just to help you have a, you know, beautiful day.
Thank you. Awesome.
You're so welcome. I love you, Teresa.
I love you, too. Thank you, DC. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Yeah. That's me.
and let's just let a little more stuff go. So, dear Innate, I release the stress of life.
Dear Innate, I release the stress of life.
Dear Innate, I release the stress of unexpected problems.
Dear Innate, I release the stress of unexpected problems.
Dear Innate, I release the need to stay stuck in problems.
Dear Innate, I release the stress of staying stuck in problems.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to flow with grace and ease.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to flow with grace and ease.
Dear Innate, I know that God is on my side.
Dear Innate, I know that God is on my side.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to fully trusting God.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to fully trust in God.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I surrender any need to control other people.
Dear Innate, I surrender any need to control other people.
Dear Innate, I accept that I have power.
Dear Innate, I accept that I have power.
Dear Innate, I accept responsibility for my own life.
Dear Innate, I accept responsibility for my own life.
Dear Innate, I release the... Okay, hold on. Let me see how the one is phrasing.
Okay.
I release any ties binding other people's beliefs to me.
That's a good one. Dear Innate, I release any ties that bind other people's beliefs to me or with me.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to choose what is right for me.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to choose what is right for me.
Dear Innate, I send healing love to all of my ancestors.
Dear Innate, I've been feeling healing love from all of my ancestors.
Actually, you're sending it to them.
Sending love to all, healing love to all of my ancestors.
Take a nice deep breath.
This feels really good.
So I'm seeing one of your ancestors. And I think he's on a ship.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm not really sure why he's popping up.
Interesting.
All right, let me see if he has something to say or what else. What is he coming forward?
Huh.
This is somebody from hundreds of years ago.
Wow. Wow.
Dear Innate, I forgive my ancestors for all the mistakes they made.
Dear Innate, I forgive my ancestors for all of the mistakes they made.
Dear Innate, I give my ancestors freedom.
Dear Innate, I give my ancestors freedom.
Dear Innate, I send love to all of my ancestors.
Dear Innate, I send love to all of my ancestors.
Dear Innate, it is safe for all of my ancestors to let go.
Dear Innate, it is safe for all of my ancestors to let go.
Dear Innate, I ask that all of my ancestors be guided to heaven.
Dear Innate, I ask that all of my ancestors be guided to heaven.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, he said thank you. I don't know what it was, but we did it.
Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, how do you feel?
I feel really good. I feel lots of relief right now.
Good.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the future.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We feel good. Yeah, we feel good together, the three of us. It's been turbulent,
yes,
and it just finally feels better. Yeah.
That's awesome. So Ginger wants you to affirm you are under no obligation to make sense to anyone.
Okay, awesome. Great.
Yes, because at times you say, like, people don't understand you and different things because you're on this beautiful spiritual path, and that's okay.
Oh.
It's not their journey. So she wants you to be really cool with that. She's saying be cool with that because that is, like, really awesome. You're
yes,
on an
indeed.
Journey. You have your daughter
yes.
and your son, and that is awesome.
Yes, it is. We're strong. We
yeah.
are so strong. And that's the thing, when we meet this morning, it's going to be, because he's such on a totally different plane than we are. But I've been wishing him well, you know, and sending him love and light, because I don't wish him any ill will. That is all in the past. I mean, all of that heartache, all of that pain, just, you know, it's gone. I'm just pleased.
Yes.
The beginning to allow him in. I've got my birthday coming up, Abby's birthday, and we're going to be open and invite him to join us for dinner or something like that and just take baby steps.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's beautiful. It really is.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you ladies are there because it just, I don't know, I know it deep inside, but it's nice to have your comforting validation. I appreciate it so much. My family and I do. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, you guys just have a great day, and I will be in touch with you. You know it.
Okay, well, stay positive. Stay positive, and it's a beautiful day, hon, okay?
Thank you. Same to you both.
God bless.
God bless you both. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Therese.
Okay, and we have one more caller from area code 503. Hi, who's this?
This is Dawn.
Hello, Dawn.
Ah, Dawn.
Unicorns and uncles and...
ice cream and dancing.
Dawn.
Okay.
Yes. How are you, ladies?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I feel like I just got back from California and visiting Leanne and kind of went right into work mode, and at the same time, I feel like I've had somewhat of a reset, and I'm also, I'm also going, oh my God, I've got so many bills to pay, holy crap, and we still need to finish the building, and so I'm just kind of in that in-between place of breathing and knowing somehow that it's all going to fall into place. And, you know, the universe has given me a little more space in my schedule where I haven't had a whole, I'm not booked with new clients. And then that is wonderful on the one hand. And then it's also like, how am I going to pay my bills? So, so it's just that little bit of a financial, little bit of a freak out place. Yeah. And just looking at the building is coming together. It's coming together, and it's like so close and yet so far away at the same time. And it's like I said before, it's been a 2-year process, and we're getting closer. Sometimes it seems like I know it's going to be here. I know I'm going to be able to move in at some point. But there's part of my mind that at least says, really? Is it ever going to happen? So, yeah, that's the expanded version of how I am.
Okay, well, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, "John, come on now, girlfriend, just breathe. Oh my goodness, breathe." And she's like, "Mom, she's in like a fight or flight kind of mode. Like she's got to breathe."
Yeah,
my goodness, and she's saying,
absolutely.
"You know, keep affirming that I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. Just feel it."
Yes. Oh my God, like, and my dream, my mentor, one of my mentors came to me and, you know, he reached out. He's like, oh, I'd love for you to come to this retreat. I'm like, oh my God, I would love to come to it. And yeah, now is probably not the time. Like, it's a lot of money. And, you know, you never know. I mean, but
even if you can't go to this retreat, you need a little time to just sit quietly and just be there with yourself. Okay.
Right.
And just realize that, you know, like the abundance that you're waiting for, it all starts, you know, in your mind, okay? It starts with a mindset. So you've got to make sure that you're taking care of your physical vessel. You're sleeping, you're eating properly, you know, you're getting a little bit of exercise. And once in a while, you know, get outside and step away from all your problems. Leave them in the house, you know?
Right.
Recharge
right.
those emotional batteries is what Ginger is saying.
Right.
Because that'll really help, and you'll feel better when you come in, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting just, right now, like, Ginger's saying, oh, my gosh. You know, she's a chiropractor. She treats people. She's saying, but she is so emotionally scattered right now. Ground yourself. Ground, she's saying.
Right.
Calm down your energy. Oh, my goodness. So she's saying, you know, we're going to have Archangel Michael come in and even clear your chakras, but have you been taking, like, walks, you know, like, walk in nature? Because that'll help to really, to make you, like, you know, grounded and to feel better, to feel healthy, and to really feel like you can go forward with, you know, with this project. But your energy is, like, really scattered, Dawn, at this time.
Right. No, I get that. And I, you know, I eat well. I've got some nutritional things that I do, but I haven't been doing the exercise piece that I need to be doing, or just taking walks and that type of thing.
And the walks would be like totally amazing, you know, just to get out and have like a nice little walk and relax. You know, you need to just
right.
you need to relax and sort of. You know, it'll help you to get in a different mindset. And Ginger's saying, yeah, she's got to play with that inner child, too. Have you played with that beautiful inner child lately?
What?
child, little Dawn within you, is saying, she's kicking, and she's saying, you haven't paid attention to me.
Uh-huh.
She's saying she's always trying to be this big girl, putting her big girl pants on and everything, and she's got to,
right.
you know, take off her shoes and have some fun with me, okay?
Okay.
And that's going to help you with the struggle that you have going on in your life. Because Ginger's saying, yeah, the, you know, little Dawn is showing her how confused you get at times, you know, and the thoughts in your head are jumping around like jumping beans, okay? And little Dawn is saying, yeah, then she wonders why she can't get it together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to stop, you know, stop fighting with little Dawn and, like, in the struggle and just, you know, connect with her, okay? Because when you don't connect with that inner child, you lose focus. And it's sort of your brain is stuck. It's not moving forward and thinking about, you know, what you want to have clarity on, okay? So to resolve that struggle, you've got to, you know, connect with that inner child. And with that being said, Ginger saying, well, she needs a little bit more work. Well, turn her over to Barbara. So I'm going to turn her over to Barbara. You need a little work there. A spiritual adjustment is what's called for here, Dawn.
Yes.
Okay. Barbara?
Okay. All right. So we're just going to do some dear innate statements. So repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the energy around money.
Dear innate, I release the energy around money.
Dear innate, I release the energy around debt.
Dear innate, I release the energy around debt.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't have enough.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't have enough.
Dear innate, I release the need to control the situation.
Dear innate, I release the need to control the situation.
Dear innate, I release the burden I've placed on my own shoulders.
Dear innate, I release the burden I've placed on my own shoulders.
Dear innate, I accept that God provides.
Dear innate, I accept what God provides.
Dear innate, I release the need to know how.
Dear innate, I release the need to know how.
Dear innate, I open up to trusting God.
Dear innate, I open up to trusting God.
Dear innate, I release the identity of Superwoman.
Dear innate, I release the identity of Superwoman.
And take a nice deep breath. And Michael wants to pour his super chakra cleaner into you. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, he's starting that now. And anybody else who would like it, just tell Michael yes, and he'll pour it through your chakras too. Like little tornadoes are going into your chakras.
Feel it.
Yeah, you really needed to have some cleaning done. Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. How does all that feel?
Hmm.
a lot calmer. And thank you.
You're welcome. And don't forget to go dancing.
Yes. Yes. I think I might go dancing on the beach this morning for a little bit before I have the rest of my day.
Ed, that sounds great.
Yeah, I have time this morning. So, yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Enjoy your day then.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we've completed another episode.
Beautiful. Our job is done for today, I guess. Sounds awesome, Barbara. Beautiful. Well, it's a beautiful sunny day, and I have little Jackson, so I think I'm going to go outside and connect to nature and play with my inner child and Jackson as well.
Wonderful. Well, enjoy.
Yes. And you too, Barbara. Get on that unicorn.
Yeah. Hey, I got
okay,
on this the other day. So.
Okay, well, it's still waiting for you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a great day.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It is time for us to hear the divine messages that are here for us today. But first, DC and I will introduce ourselves. So, it's time for you to learn about the magical. DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such a blessing to connect with you this morning. So, a little bit about me. I have a really crazy start to my journey. My journey started with cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone was texting me, and I found that spirit was actually sitting.